We're going to connect with Erica Donald. She's the founder of the Education Freedom Foundation, also the wife of Congressman Byron Donald, who's a gubernatorial candidate here in Florida. And good morning, Erica. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Always great to talk to you. Hey, one of the big fears, if we can jump right into it, people are concerned about AI eliminating their jobs. I mean, this has been in the headlines for a while. What's the what have you determined?
Well, it has, and we've gotten some recent data that the AI jobpocalypse, as I've deemed it, actually did not happen as predicted. You know, for the past year, we've been told that a huge share of American work is about to vanish, when actually we're seeing now hiring is increasing. However, the skills required for that boon of jobs are a bit different from what employees may be used to.
Yeah, tell us how it can be advantageous. How do we take advantage of this changing landscape?
Well, unfortunately, we saw earlier this summer booing at university commencements when the mention of AI occurred, when actually these kids, where they're coming from a college or a university that may have even banned the use of AI, are facing job descriptions that they're hiring or they're applying for that require those AI skills. Those types of jobs requiring AI skills are growing at 8 times faster than the overall market. But the good news is when they acquire those skills, which they don't need a college degree to do, they get a 62% wage premium over those that do not have skills using AI.
Well, I think some of this backlash may be part of this whole data center controversy. And I think that there's, you know, there's truth maybe on both sides if you want to say that issue. But as long as you have, you know, important pieces in place, I don't think we should be as fearful and they're not as damaging as I think we've been told. And I am concerned about propaganda, say, coming directly or indirectly from China saying, oh, AI, data centers, it's all bad, so that they can get the lead on us. What do you think about that?
That I completely agree. We all should be concerned that China is interfering with our perception, public perception of both AI and data centers. I think as people are starting to use AI and it's become a little bit more mainstream, we've seen the polling on that in terms of what people support, that being more supported. But you're right that data centers continue to be a hot button issue with very strong disapproval. However, we will lose the AI race against China if we do not have the compute power. We need to be smart about it. Florida is leading on that. And Governor DeSantis signed a law to protect consumers and residents from the negative effects potentially of any AI data centers. However, we also see evidence that China is interfering, especially using social media, to turn people against that because they want us to be using their models. They want our data. They want to be the leaders in AI in the United States, and we can't let them.
It's interesting that, you know, some booing would take place like on a university campus because have they not learned the lesson that maybe some of us learned a little bit earlier in life that they weren't teaching the skills necessary at the university level to keep up with what was going on with just computers per se? And that led to H-1B visas and led to all kinds of folks coming in from other nations taking really good jobs from Americans. So why haven't they learned that lesson? They need to get on board, right?
Well, you make such a great point. It is history repeating itself. Unfortunately, the kids coming out of these universities weren't paying attention at that point, right? So, and they probably don't know that history. You're also correct, though, that we cannot allow this to perpetuate with our young people. I feel sorry for these kids who are unprepared. The system has failed them. The institutions have failed them, I think, because, you know, professors in a higher education, many of them will be the first disrupted by AI because these students don't need to go to university to acquire the skills necessary for the majority of jobs that are coming in the next decade. So it definitely stands to reason why they've been, you know, protecting, so to speak, the education system from AI. But I think these kids are going to find out that it's actually giving them something. It's giving them more productivity. It's giving them more opportunity, not taking something away from them.
Well, and I met a guy who was building the infrastructure for a a data center in Marble, North Carolina. And he came over from, you know, the cable side and all of that kind of technology. In other words, he's really working on the infrastructure. And he said, I just can't believe how much money I'm making and how much money they're willing to put into these centers. It's incredible. And he didn't come to the table necessarily with these all the skills that you would need to operate AI. He came with, you know, other kinds of skills to help build the infrastructure, and there's going to be a real need in that arena as well, correct?
Yes, therein lies the huge opportunity for young people and even people who are reskilling for this boon. It is in the trades. It's in electricians and plumbers, construction workers. They are the ones who are in such high demand. And as this boom continues, especially the reindustrialization of America, when you're talking in Florida of the space economy that's being built and going to grow exponentially as we continue into commercial space, there are going to be so many more opportunities for our young people outside of a traditional university education that will give them a pathway to the American dream, high-paying jobs, and will continue to build our economy.
Yeah, here in the Sunshine State, are there any investments being made to prepare our folks for some of this transition and prepare them to take advantage of the expansion of AI?
Well, we were just awarded $40 million to help prepare students for those trades. So that's very exciting. There's already been, we have actually led under the DeSantis administration in certifications and career and technical preparation. So we've already started down this pathway. You look at something like Miami-Dade College, which their president, their Madeline Humierga, is so innovative, adjusting for the needs of the industries that are growing and thriving here in Florida, and really pumping out an entirely new and diverse workforce for what jobs are going to be available to them, again, to help them achieve the American dream. That's what we want for every single student. So yeah, Florida is going to be a hub of all of this activity. We have to prepare our students, and we're doing that already, and we're going to continue to grow that effort.
Well, and our universities, you covered Miami-Dade, but what about you and your husband's school? I believe that's Florida State, right? And we're in the backyard of the University of Florida, so, you know, I won't shout "Go Gators" in your ear or anything, but are these two universities, are they doing their due diligence? Are they catching on? Are they getting the job done for their students?
They are. I wrote an op-ed about the booing in the university commencements, and I heard from a professor at Florida State who let me know that all of the departments are actually reporting in how they're incorporating AI into their instruction, teaching students how to use AI in their individual field. So whether that's a physics professor, an engineering professor, or a hospitality professor, they're all expected to find those AI programs and utilization that will work for that industry and incorporate it into their curricula. So that's really exciting to hear that our universities are also reacting positively and preparing the students for the jobs that they're going to face when they graduate.
And then just overall, educationally, I know that we have some issues in Florida, but do you think things are getting better overall?
They are getting better. I would say we definitely have some work to do on academic excellence, especially in our middle school. We found out in the NAEP that while our fourth graders are performing extremely well, by the time those kids get to eighth grade, they've really lost ground. And I think there's a lot that we can do to improve that. We've seen things work in other states that have really doubled down, especially on the science of reading and on basic math acts. People might think you're losing it from fourth grade to eighth grade. You actually lose it before you get to fourth grade because you're not prepared for that next level of growth. So we're definitely going to be looking to implement those things to make sure that students are prepared for the long haul of high quality, excellent academic performance. We'll keep the school choice and the competitive pressure of the free market in our education system. All of those things working together are going to make sure Florida is a leader in the country and really around the world.
Well, I love the things that you're bringing to the table and sharing with us. Erica Donalds, founder of the Education Freedom Foundation, we appreciate your time, and keep fighting for Florida. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you take care. Go Gators.
Yeah. You went in until she was gone, didn't you?
No. Yeah. I just had her for a second there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
She sounds like a good sport.
Oh, yeah.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. I mean, after all, we're all in this together in the Sunshine State.
Absolutely.
And we want to make the best of any opportunities that are coming our way. Sounds like she's on top of it for sure.